传四章三十二到三十五节。那许多信的人都是一心一意的，没有一人说他的东西有一样是自己的，都是大家公用。使徒大有能力见证主耶稣复活，众人也都蒙大恩，内中也没有一个缺乏的，
因为人人将田产房屋都卖了，把所卖的价银拿来放在使徒脚下，照个人所需用的分给个人。感谢神。
Good morning. So, how much time we have? Let me check. Make sure.
It's 11:08. We have 20 minutes. No,
all right.
We have time for Holy Communion too.
Yes.
今天要圣餐，要准备，必须要准时下课，所以要看一看现在几点。
I will do my best to finish on time.
我今天尽量要准时。
So, you know, in English congregation, we have a sermon series under the title, How to Gain Control Over Your Finances.
在英文堂里面，我们现在正在做一个财务与信仰的之间的关系的一个读书小组，也在正道系列之中连续七周讨论，作为一个基督徒如何掌控灵命和经济之间的关系。
And today we talked about generosity.
今天的主题是慷慨。
Now we read the scripture which tells us that how the early church was started to grow very rapidly.
今天我们在读经的时候看到刚刚诞生的教会的前几个月里面，他们是如何急速的成长。
And one of the reasons because people were sharing their gifts and their resources with one another.
其中一个原因是所有的人都愿意把自己所有的东西奉献出来。
And so by that way they were projecting that how it is wonderful to receive and also to give.
在他们的心中真正的原因是他们心中看到每当能够同时能够得到同时又能给予是多么幸福的一件事。
And when people from outside of the church, when they notice that how people are kind and generous and caring to one another, they started to attract to this community.
所以当那个教会之外的人眼睛看见了这一个团队是如何的互相扶持、互相帮助的时候，就成为了一个非常吸引人的团队，并开始有外面的人想要加入进来。
And with English congregation, I said seven reasons why we need to be twelve reasons why we need to be generous.
在英文堂里面，我刚刚九点钟的正道时，我分享了十二个原因，为什么要做一个慷慨的人。
But we might not able to do all 12. We'll see how far we can go here.
今天在这里，因为时间的关系，或许讲不到所有的十二项。我们看看待会，讲到哪里。
So the first reason we need to be generous is because generosity honors God.
第一个要慷慨的原因，是因为慷慨是一个荣耀主的行为。
Turn to your neighbor and say, "Neighbor, generosity honors God."
跟你的邻旁左邻右舍互相分享说，慷慨是荣耀主的事。
It recognizes that everything I have is a gift of God.
它让我们从由心底的理解到，我手上的所有东西并不是我的，而是上帝恩赐给我的。
And so when I give something which God has already given to me, I'm not so much thinking big about me, but I honor God for His generosity toward me.
所以当我把我所恩赐给我的东西分享出去的时候，并不是把所有的重点放在我身上，而是将荣耀把这些东恩赐降在我身上的神荣耀了。
Second thing, it draws me closer to God.
第二，在这过程之中使我更加亲近神。
It's basically, you know, there is a saying or there is a scripture in the Bible which says, where your treasure is, that's your heart will be.
我们圣经里面有一句经节说，你的财富在哪里，你的心也就在哪里。
So for an example, if you have so much wealth in China,
如果说你的一切的财产都还在，比如说啦，如果你的所有财产在中国，
you're always checking the newspaper.
你就常常需要看报纸，看现在中国的情形在。
You're thinking, hey, what is happening in China?
你会在担忧说中国现在发生些什么事儿。
If there is a problem in China, you worrying, oh, my wealth is in a trouble.
如果中国发生了什么事情，你心里在担忧，哎呀，我的财富怎么了？
Because even though you are here, because your wealth is in China, your heart is also in China.
即使你生在这里，如果你的财富在远方，你的心也在那里。
And same way, when we give generously, we're telling that my heart and myself, I belong to God.
所以同样的，当你慷慨的奉献的时候，你对你自己的心说的是，我将我这奉献给神，所以我的心也靠近着神。
Bible encourages to give 10% of our income to God.
圣经告诉我们，他鼓励我们要将我们所有一切的所得里面的十分之一奉献给神。
So I want to tell you a story about two persons.
我要分享一个两个人的故事。
One guy, his name is Ted, and another guy, his name is Fred.
两个人，一个人叫做泰德，一个叫做弗瑞德。
And so one day Ted hears this, that my wealth belongs to God and God asked me to give 10% of my income to God.
有一天泰德听见了这一个同样信息，说我的一切财富都是神所恩赐给我的，所以我应该将头十分之一奉献给神。
And if I give my 10% of income to God, God will take care of me.
如果我将我这收入的十分之一奉献给神，神会照顾我。
So Ted, he goes home.
所以泰德他就回家了。
And he started to have conversation with God.
他就开始心里跟神展开一项对话。
And he says, God, I have two places in my mind. One place called A and another place called B.
我心中两个地方，一个 A， 一个 B。
So place A is all my income per month. That's how much I get every month.
A 是我每一个月收入的所得。
And B is the place that this is how much is going to be my expense.
B 是我每一个月花费的。
This is how much I pay rent.
我花多少钱来付房租。
This is how much my grocery is going to cost.
我花多少钱来买吃的。
This is how much my medicine is going to cost.
我的医疗费用，医药是多少钱。
And so, God, when I think about my A and B, it is exactly the same.
当我把 A 和 B 放在一起比的时候，两个一模一样。
So I don't have anything extra to give you.
我没有多出来的可以奉献给神。
And so I know your promise that if I give you, you will bless me more, but at this time I don't have anything extra.
我知道你的应许说，如果我奉献十分之一，你会给我更多，可是我现在没有更多来奉献给你。
And Fred, when he goes home, he has the same conversation.
弗瑞德他回到家，他有同样心理内心的交战跟神对话。
He says, "You know, God, I have an A and I have a B."
他说，我也有一个 A， 一个 B 的两个。
My A and B are exactly the same.
我的 A 和我的 B 也是一模一样。
But I heard today.
可是我今天听见了。
That you will be faithful to me if I am faithful to you.
你将会承诺你的应许，如果我对你信靠，你也会如此的。
If I give 10% of my income according to the scripture, you will bless me.
如果我将我的收入十分之一奉献给你，你会如此的恩待我。
I don't know how that's going to work out.
我不知道这会怎么办。
But it also says in the scripture that taste and see that the Lord is good.
可是我知道圣经里面讲说，试验吧，看看给自己看机会，看到我们的神是良善的。
In that scripture, you challenge me to taste you, God.
在那一段经文里面，你向我挑战说，你就试试看。
And so I'm going to do that.
所以我就这样的试试看。
Now Fred doesn't know that there is also a sea.
弗瑞德他不知道，实际上我们的生命之中还有一个 C 部分。
He knows only A and B.
他只知道 A 和 B。
He only knows that this is my income and this is my expenses.
A 是我的收入所得， B 是我的花费效用。
And God is telling to Fred.
神就告诉弗瑞德。
Fred, you don't know about C at all.
神说，你完全不知道还有一个第三个地方叫做 C。
It is mine.
那是我的。
And I am going to bless you.
我会。将恩赐祝福。
At the end of the month, you will realize not only whatever you had to happen, but you have extra.
在这个月底，你会发现，无论你需要做发生的什么事情，不仅仅发生了，你还有多的剩下。
You will find a friends and connection which you had no knowledge about.
你会发现，你有。经济的来源原本心中是不了解，没有想到的。
Supernaturally, they will be gracious and generous to you.
超自然的，超乎原本的想象的，他们会忽然对你慷慨。
So Helen, she talked about going to the church camp, right?
我们刚刚在报告的时候曾经欢迎邀请大家去到全教会退休会。
And there is a family in our church who are going through a difficult time.
我们的教众里面有一个家庭现在正面临经济的危机。
And I'm sure they are thinking about they want to go to the church camp, but they cannot make it.
他的心中就在想说，我很想要去参加这个教会退休会，可是我没有办法供应。
But I got an email last week from somebody.
可是我上周收到了一封电子邮件。
And in that email, they said, Pastor Rajiv, we want to support this family to go.
这封电子邮件告诉我说，帕提克牧师，我想要资助这个家庭，让他能够。
See, that is a big C.
这就是 C.
That family did not know about this C.
有困难的那一个家庭，他不知道神有另外一个 C 部分。
They only know about A and B.
他只知道自己的收入和自己的花费。
And so, dear people of God, I want to challenge you this year.
亲爱的神国子民们啊，我今年要向你提出一个挑战。
Taste and see that the God is good.
试验，向自己亲自见证，我们的神是良善的。
Commit yourself and says, God, I don't understand how this logic works, but it is your promise, and I'm going to test you and see how faithful you are to me.
对自己也这么说，说神啊，我不知道你这个效应是怎么发生的，你的奥秘是怎么来的，可是我要试验你，我要将我的信心摆在你身上，看你是应许承诺的神。
See, God owns everything, dear people of God.
各位神国的子民们啊，神是一切万有的主人。
He doesn't need your money or my money.
他不需要你的钱，他不需要我的钱。
Well, if he doesn't need, then why does he ask us?
如果他不需要你我的钱，那为什么神要要求我们呢？
Because if he doesn't ask us, then we know only about A and B.
因为如果他不这么样子的要求我们，我们就只知道自己生命之中的 A 和 B。
A and B might be a good place for some people.
A 和 B 可能是某些世上的人眼中最重要的事。
But there is nothing supernatural about it.
可是这里面没有任何超乎想象的神的奥秘。
There is nothing amazing about it.
没有任何令人惊讶的 惊奇。
And dear people of God, God wants you and me to experience this amazing place where God can actually intervene in your life and in my life and see that how faithful our God is.
各位神国的子民啊，各位弟兄姐妹们啊，神要我们生活在这个令人惊异不可思议的神国奥秘之中，他要我们进入这样子的坦荡来试验，我们可以生活在依靠主、信靠顺服的里面。
The third reason why we need to be generous, it makes us more like Jesus.
第三个原因，我们要更加 的慷慨施舍 的奉献，是因为要让我们更加的像耶稣基督。
How many of you know by heart John 3:16?
在座多少人能够背到约翰福音三章十六节？
Well, in that particular scripture, it says God so loved the world that he gave his only son.
约翰福音三章十六节说，我们的上帝如此爱这个世界，他竟将他的独生爱子。
In other words, loving and giving goes hand in hand.
他的爱跟他 所奉献牺牲出来的 独生爱子是同等重量。
When Jesus loved us, the first thing he did, he gave something to us.
耶稣爱我们的时候，他第一件事情也是赐给了我们。
In fact, scripture says he gave his only son. In other words, he gave his everything to you and to me.
神耶和华赐给我们他独生的爱子，也就是说他把他的一切送给了我们。
And so, when we give, we become more and more like Jesus. In fact, we become so close like Jesus.
所以当我们给予奉献的时候，我们自己的灵命就越来越加的亲近靠近 与耶稣相似。
When we care for somebody, we make sure that that person is taken care.
当我们照顾某人的时候，我们确信这个人的的确确的被照顾了。
If you're hungry, and if I say I love you, and if I don't feed you, it doesn't do any good to you.
如果你在挨饿而我跑来告诉你说我爱你，可是我没有把食物给你，那个爱是空的。
Like as a family, we constantly give gifts to one another, right?
作为一家人，我们经常的彼此赠予。
It basically tells that I love you.
这告诉我们彼此，我们的家人、儿女、弟兄姐妹，我让人知道我爱你们。
And not only we give, but we give the best, right?
我们不仅仅赠予，我们也把最好的给了他们。
And so, dear people of God, I just want to give you these three reasons why we need to be generous as people of God.
亲爱的神国子民啊，我今天就给各位这三个原因，我们为什么要在神国里面更加学习慷慨。
Generosity honors God.
慷慨是荣耀神的事。
Generosity draws me closer to God.
慷慨是让我能更加亲近神的事。
And it makes me more like Jesus.
慷慨是让我更加像耶稣基督的事。
It is my prayer for the next year that you will taste God and give 10% of your income and see how God will remain faithful to you.
我的祷告是在明年2020年你愿意试验主。
It might be
证实他是良善的，将你的十一奉献来看看他如何应许他对你的祝福。
It might be difficult, I'll tell you.
我告诉你，或许会很困难。
If that has not been your practice.
如果这不是你原本习惯的。
It's like an exercise.
有点像灵命上的锻炼。
If I start exercising, it's going to be difficult for me to run, right? How many of you know that?
如果一开始决定要锻炼，一开始跑的时候会全身酸痛，会很困难。
But more I practice, better I get at it.
可是越加练习，越加我的能力，我的身体就越好。
And eventually I will see the result of exercising.
之后我就能看得出来这样锻炼身体的结果。
I challenge you with exercising your faith in God.
我挑战你在你的灵命上，对神的信仰上做锻炼。
Let us pray.
让我们一起祷告。
God help me to be generous.
神啊，帮助我成为一个慷慨的奉献者。
Help me to give 10% of my income to you.
帮助我能把我的收入的十分之一奉献给你。
So that I will experience your faithfulness.
让我能够领受到你的信实。
So that I will experience your miraculous provision to me.
让我亲眼看见你那神圣的灵异的不可思议的回应。
So that I will, find amazing connections in this world.
让我在这世上看到种种特殊的的联系。
In Jesus' name I pray.
奉耶稣基督的名而求。
Amen.
Amen.
Can you just do the communion?
我们这回应的诗歌待会在圣餐的时候我们来唱。我们先开始圣餐，那之后我们在一面圣餐的时候，一面请大家把今天要奉献的东西也带上来。我们就放在这边，放一个袋子。
On the night when Jesus was betrayed, he took the bread and broke it.
主耶稣被卖的那一夜，他拿起饼来，掰开了。
He said, "This is my body broken for you."
他对门徒说，这是我的身体为你们所舍的。
Every time when you come together, remember me.
每一次你们聚集的时候，要这么做，为的是纪念我。
In the same way, he took the cup, saying that this is my blood shed for you.
同样的时候，他举起杯来说，这是我的血液为你们所舍的。
Every time when you come together, remember my suffering, my death, and my resurrection.
每一次你们在聚集的时候，要记得我的受苦、受死及复活。
Dear people of God, this is body and the blood of Christ for us.
神国的子民们啊，这是耶稣基督的宝血和他的身体。
In the United Methodist Church, we call it open communion.
在联合卫理公会，我们把它称之为一个开放式的圣餐。
It means if you happen to be for the first time at this church, you are as welcome as everyone else.
即使你今天是第一次来到这个教会，你与众人一样的欢迎来领受耶稣基督对你所赐予的。
This is God's table, open for all.
这是神的圣桌，开放给所有人。
So come.
所以所有神国子民，请上前。